The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
We made it.
Yeah.
Thank you for waking up with us. All right, the first talkback of the day. Let's just jump right in.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. I want to give my leap year baby a shout out. Happy 9th birthday, Alden. You're brave, you're kind, and I'm so proud of you. We love you.
Love you.
Oh my God!
We love you, little leap baby. Happy birthday!
Who gives a fart?
That was the cutest thing I've ever heard. I needed that more than Alden, I think. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that talk back. Should we do a second talk back of the day?
Yep. Why not?
What's up, JB Show? Alex here, big fan of the show. Hey, I was wondering if you guys could encourage people to possibly adopt. There's a couple animal shelters in the Bay Area. In Modesto and San Jose. And I was wondering if you could use your platform to encourage people to get an animal. I love animals. God bless. Thank you.
That's a great reminder.
Get out there and adopt a dog. Shelters always have pets looking for homes. Spend your weekend. Yeah, go down there. Get yourself a new cat.
Was he
not
saying
a cat.
That?
Get yourself a dog.
Was he saying that Modesto is in the Bay Area, though?
You
said a couple Bay Area animal shelters. You know Modesto and San Jose.
San Jose, yes. Modesto.
That's going to be a big no for me. Yeah.
But there's animals
still
in Modesto.
Go out and adopt.
Yeah.
But just don't ever call that the Bay Area.
Right.
That's it. Graham,
you guys,
you almost died?
I'm lucky to be alive this morning.
No.
I am counting my blessings. I was walking in the building shaking this morning. I'm telling you, I'm coming across the Bay Bridge this morning. Everybody's going 70. Traffic is flowing, you know, more than freely. We're moving.
Okay.
And get into the Yerba Buena Tunnel. And all of a sudden, my lane, I'm in the far left lane because that's technically the fast lane, but also that's the exit that I'm going to take off the bridge, right?
Yeah.
And we go, our lane, for some reason, goes full stop without warning. Full complete stop. Someone like 4 or 5 cars up. I don't know what happened. I'm dying. If anybody knows, was in this near 40 car pileup, what happened up there? I don't know. It was a full skid. Everybody is full brake. We are all sliding.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, what? First you're like, okay, I'm going to hit the car in front of me and somehow avoided doing that, stopped, you know, just our bumpers were probably kissing. And then you immediately go, okay, how many cars are going to hit the back of me?
Yeah.
And then all those cars are skidding towards you. And the one that was about to skid into my car swerved into the lane next to me, which set off a new chain reaction of other cars.
No.
I mean, and it's inside the tunnel, you know, so it's like all the sounds of all the skidding's amplified in there.
All
you hear is screeching and honking. And I'm just like, if there was no wreck out of that somewhere, either in front of me or behind me, because it was, everybody was going so fast and all the other lanes are still moving at full speed. So if you swerve out of the lane that just went to a complete stop for no reason, you're swerving into traffic that's moving at 70 miles an hour. So, I mean, it was, and then all of a sudden, our lane just starts going again and there's no, what was it? Was there a deer in the road? But like, what happened? I need to know. But all I know is I have a new lease on life. Things are going to be different from now on, you guys.
Yes.
Today, I'm just going to go out and be.
I'm living life.
I'm going to be living life because I'm thankful to be alive. Mostly, I'm thankful that my car didn't get completely crushed because my car, you know, it's really old.
And
It's valuable to me, but not in the eyes of the insurance company. And they'd write me a check for like $20.
That's true, right?
Find me a car that gets me to and from Napa to the city every single day. That, you know, like, this thing's invaluable. And they'd give me a check for literally $500. Mm. So thank you for not crushing my car this morning, whoever that was that swerved to avoid me.
You know what it probably was?
What?
A spider in the car.
I mean, legitimately, it had to have been something bizarre and or a total road rage incident where somebody, like, tried to brake check somebody and then it just set off.
Yeah, that too. I can see people love to do that.
That's so scary. And did you have a bunch of stuff in your car and did everything just go flying?
Everything. Flying everywhere. Mostly adult toys because I left that bag,
God!
You know, from Valentine's Day. And those things are bouncing off the dashboard and flying all over. Plus, I have my kid's baseball bag in there. So there's a bat and baseballs flying around, bouncing off all the dongs, and like, it was just insane. It was crazy.
That sounds fun. That part sounds like a party in there.
You guys, I'm like, I still got adrenaline going.
Oh,
it was insane.
Well, we're glad you're okay, buddy.
I'm happy to be alive.
Yeah, no,
I have a new lease on life.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for
four.
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Graham.
Yeah.
Yesterday you told us about a dispute in Pittsburgh where two women kicked a dog, or one of them kicked a dog hella far, and the dog suffered liver and leg damage. Authorities have arrested them. LaGashia Williams and Graciela Amar were arrested yesterday.
Just stealing my top trending story of the day. Steph Curry went completely out of his mind yesterday in Orlando. He hit 12 three-pointers, including one from beyond half court on his way to scoring 56 points. He was absolutely on fire. That was Curry's 14th game with 50 or more points, and that was an NBA record 26th time he's made more than 10 threes in a game. The Warriors went on to beat the Magic 121-115. They've now won five games in a row. They're officially streaking. Warriors now head to Philly to play the Sixers tomorrow at 5:30.
Nice. Enjoy what's left of the nice weather today, because Can I start over? Sure. Oh, okay. Enjoy what's left of the nice weather today. We'll see highs in the low to mid 70s, but those temperatures will drop throughout the weekend, beginning with drizzle on Saturday and some rain on Sunday.
Some fog drizzle, or just like regular drizzle?
Regular drizzle.
Got it. Hey, Taurus besties. Hey. Your day today is going to be an 8. Friends help you in unexpected ways. A difficult situation makes you stronger. Stand firm on your ideas, even if you don't fully know how to execute them.
Oh, okay. Does that apply to you, Graham? Taurus is your moon sign.
My wife's a Taurus. Is that why we're together? Because I have Taurus in my moon sign. Maybe. And then she's a Taurus. And then we put our sun signs together, and they got busy and had little moon babies.
I don't know. Now you're just getting weird.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Who is this?
This is Daniel.
Daniel, you're caller 20. Woo! Congratulations!
Hey, let's go.
You just won a pair of 2-day general admission tickets to check out Rolling Loud California next month. ASAP Rocky's going to be there. You're going to be there. Playboi Carti, Peso Pluma, and so many more.
That's going to be so much fun. Well, congrats, Daniel. Any fun plans for the weekend?
Going to Fans Fest in Oakland. Shout out all my Oakland fans. We're going to be at Raimondi Park 11 to 5 tomorrow. Come out, have a good time. It's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Nice. All right, we have to charge you for that promo, so I'm going to push you on hold.
All right, you can send me the invoice. It's all good. I got it.
Wait, it's Fan Fest for who? What team?
So it's just for the Oakland fans. You know, we had the A's leave us this past year. So the friends over at Last Dive Bar in the Oakland 68s, you know, they're getting together and they're putting together a really nice lineup for all the fans that are going to be missing the A's. So, you know, it's going to be a nice
event.
Awesome.
Got it.
I love it. Yeah. Can you send us over some info on that? We can post that on our Instagram.
Yeah, of course. I can send you guys over the flyer on Instagram.
Yeah, JV Morning should do that. And congrats on your Rolling Loud tickets. Gotcha. Hang on. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, this guy posted a video. I'm going to let him explain this theory, and then I want to know if you guys agree.
Okay.
Them Toyota Camrys are to men what Dodge Chargers are to women. You feel me? Like when a Dodge Charger pull up somewhere, the girls, they never be trying to see who driving it. You feel me? And that's what it is with the Toyota Camrys. Cause bro, I promise you, bro, 8 times out of 10, bro, for those of y'all that don't know, it's some fine shit in that Camry. You feel me? Like 8 times, bro. I'll even go 9 times out of 10.
So there's two things we got to unpack here. First, the Toyota Camrys, because he's saying 8 times. I'll even go 9 times out of 10. You pull up next to a Toyota Camry, there's a fine lady in there. Let's unpack that first, and then I have one more question about the thing he said at the start. Selena, do you think fine ladies out there be driving Toyota Camrys?
Yeah, you know I have my Ford now, but I used to have a couple of Toyota Camrys.
Really?
Yeah, okay, you know.
So you were a baddie.
Baddies drive Toyota Camrys. It's true.
So you were a 1 out of 10 there. Okay, and then, and then Jess, do you think the Toyota Camry is the official car of hot girls?
I was hoping you would say Honda, because that's what I drive. But I guess, yeah.
I don't want to insult the Toyota Camry drivers out there, but this has not been my experience of late. I feel like there was a long run of white Jettas.
Really?
You pulled up next to a white Jetta for a long time. You just knew there was going to be someone attractive driving that. And then I don't know what the new car is, but I don't know that it's Toyota Camry. I just don't.
I'll be honest, I had to look up a picture because I didn't
really. No, I could see
you don't
Toyota
know what a Toyota Camry is.
And I called it a camera. Toyota Camry.
I'm not just paying attention to what people drive, unless it's like.
I guess, and to his point, we're not looking at, you know, what other hot women drive, because we are hot woman in our world. No.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, but you know, as a previous Camry driver, I could see this. I think this is 100% facts.
Okay, so you can lay evidence of this. Sorry, Jess, you Honda's not mentioned.
Maybe one day.
You're driving, or maybe you're not up to being able to drive a Camry, according to this. Now, he says at the start of this that Toyota Camrys are to men what Dodge Challengers are to women. Do you see a Dodge Challenger and want to pull up? Because he says when ladies see a Dodge Challenger, they want to see who's driving that.
No.
You don't?
No.
Oh, man.
That one's not doing it for me.
What?
I don't know why. It's just not. I'm not impressed.
Most people in the comments agreed with you that they're like, I don't care. I don't care who's driving a Challenger or a Charger. Did he say Charger? I think he said Charger.
They're the same thing.
Charger,
okay,
Challenger,
stop.
They look very similar.
I'm not breaking my neck, you know, trying to see who's in that Dodge.
You don't want to see who's in the Dodge Charger?
Women, we don't do that as much as men do. I don't think we're driving and we're like, let me speed up to go see who's driving that
random
car. I mean,
you do that when it's like a Lambo or you see like a Ferrari. I'm trying to see who's in that.
I know. Are there certain cars that you do look to see who's driving, right?
Yeah. Like when the first Cybertrucks came out, you definitely pulled up and you were like, who is in this car?
You looked.
Now you see them so often, you don't really care.
And some, like a lot of very, you know, exotic sports cars and stuff like that, you'll look.
Yes.
Like how'd they get that money?
Some of those Mercedes G-Wagons all look, I don't know why. Who's driving this thing? I don't know. You just assume that they're somebody like famous
Rich
or an
famous
athlete or something.
Super hot.
Who's in there? The windows are usually tinted, so you can't see anyways.
It's always just an average old person. Like, how? Okay. How'd you get something so cool?
But apparently, Toyota Camrys.
I love that.
And or Dodge Chargers. Wow. Those are the two.
We're going to need all the baddies who are in a Toyota Camry to just leave us a talk back right now.
Send us a picture, too, so we can verify. Because we need
Jamie
to verify.
Jamie Morning Show on Instagram.
All right, Jess, anything?
Yeah, so I want to warn you guys about some of the common things that can land you in the ER. And Selena, one of the things that you do is on here, wearing Crocs.
No surprise there.
Why are they so dangerous?
You're slippery, the slidey. You don't have them in sport mode.
But yeah, but I'm not doing anything crazy. I'm just moping around work.
Yeah, this is just something that I don't think I'll ever understand because, like, are people running marathons in Crocs? Are they doing
kids?
Construction?
We've heard of kids getting injured.
So there's, they've said that Croc specific injuries, they see once a week in the ER. So it's a problem, like, I think just in general with the Croc wearing population, because people don't put it in sports mode, then they go flying if they trip or if, you know, they're running, they're doing whatever they're doing.
You deserve it.
Because nowadays people do wear Crocs for everything. So I can see this being a thing. But another, if we're moving on from that one, another thing is petting strangers' dogs.
How?
I can see that.
Because you don't know.
Yeah. If they, like, snap and bite you?
Right.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just from, like, the pet. Like, you're going to get an infection if you have a cut or something.
That's always my fear when you see a little kid run up to somebody else's dog.
I know.
Like, you're like, oh, God, this could end badly.
Yeah. What about slicing avocados or bagels? Now, do you guys slice anything while holding it in your hand?
I slice everything like that.
Really?
I know.
You don't use a cutting board?
I watch my mom do that. The knife goes towards her fingers every time. And she's really good at it. But I'm just like, you know, you could turn that around and cut it the other way away from you and like lower your risk of slicing a finger off.
Moms are experts at this. So there's no risk with
moms
them
wind
slicing.
Up in the ER all the time. They say cutting avocados is one of the most common like injuries from
I know
cutting
someone
stuff.
Whose husband cut his hand open cutting an avocado.
Wait, it's but how does that happen? Is it when you're trying to get the...
I think just like holding it and just out? Even like slicing it and then you accidentally slice your hand, I'm assuming. Nope. I don't know.
Nope.
But you know, man, they don't really have a lot of
if you did
knowledge
cut...
in the kitchen.
We don't have a lot of dexterity either with the knives.
Yeah. If you did cut your hand doing this, though, would you tell them that that's how it happened? Because I think I'd be embarrassed to be like, I was cutting an avocado and then sliced my hand open.
That's not one of those things I'm embarrassed about. The things I lie about the doctors, like how many drinks you have per week.
And why that thing is stuck in this place it shouldn't be. How'd that get it? How did that thing get in there?
Cutting an avocado, I'm fine with telling them that.
It was, I slipped and I fell and I landed right on it. And then it went, it's a one in a million shot.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us. All right, we were just talking about baddies and Camrys because Graham, there is a guy online who said that 8 out of 10 times. you look inside of a Toyota Camry when one pulls up next to you, and it's an attractive woman.
Yep.
Never fails. Well, except for those other two times.
Right.
But 8 out of 10. Sometimes 9.
Morning, JV Show. It's Tracy D from San Mateo. Happy Friday. Woo, woo. I am a winner today because you said if you drive a Toyota Camry most of the time, you're cute and hot. Well, I own a Toyota Camry, so does that mean I'm cute and hot?
Yes.
Anyway, I sent you guys a picture on the JV Morning Show Instagram of my Camry and me. Am I hot or not? Bye, guys.
Bye. Hot. Oh, I love that.
Yes,
hop into the
DMs and see Tracy D in her Camry. Tracy, I can't wait to see Tracy D in her Camry.
Graham, don't be creepy. Yes,
what? No, I've just seen the picture. Like, she's sounding excited.
You're not allowed to see it.
Okay,
actually.
Fine.
Happy Friday, JV Show. This is Linda from Stockton. I'm sitting in traffic, driving to work in my Toyota Camry. I hope you all have a good weekend and a good day.
Hey, you too.
We've got a lot of hot Camry listeners.
We do.
Yeah. I think it's facts. 8 out of 10.
Let's talk about this woman, you guys, who won $200 in a settlement because she claims that her medication made her addicted to Candy Crush. The hell?
Huh?
So she was prescribed a type of medicine that is used to treat things like restless leg syndrome and Parkinson's. But a side effect of that drug is that it makes a person that's taking it to have more impulse control problems and an increased craving for dopamine. So she gets her dopamine from playing Candy Crush. Therefore, it made her addicted.
And they paid her out for this?
$200,000 in compensation.
Get your bag, Candy Crush Queen. Get your bag.
Why didn't I think of it first?
Right? So they said that the doctor did not only fail to warn her about the side effects, but gave her twice the dose that she even needed. So can you imagine just not letting... I mean, I can't imagine not letting go of my phone, but...
Candy Crush is addicting without the medication.
I've never played it.
You've never played Candy Crush?
Graham.
I'll be honest, it looks stupid.
It does look stupid, but once why do I want to play?
It's
also,
so good.
That's a good point because I do get addicted to games like that, and like I don't need that.
Which
in my
ones?
Life. That's just a big
Graham
time
used to
waste.
Play Wordle every day. Do you still play Wordle?
I still play Wordle.
You still do?
That's
are
like
30 serious?
Seconds though. That you don't sit there crushing candy.
I know,
for
but
hours.
Who does that?
It's just a fun little brain game.
Like
I don't
him
know.
And his entire family would play Wordle
really?
Every day.
Yeah,
I used
still
to be
do.
Obsessed with Temple Run. Do you guys remember that one?
Yes.
Oh, I loved that one. If I ever download it on my phone again, it's game over for me.
I had an Angry Birds moment.
Angry Birds? That was a good one too.
Interesting. Okay. Angry Birds.
I blame it on my, I have kids though. I blame it on my daughter. Like I had to have games to keep her entertained for a minute there. So,
but you
I don't
were
like,
the one mainly playing.
Well, yeah, we would fight over my phone.
Give me that. I need
because of it.
I almost shot that one bird on Angry Birds. Come on, I was gonna bounce him off the wall. He was gonna hit that other bird. Wow, nerd alert. Nerd
it's so fun
alert.
Though.
Alert.
This show took a weird turn. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah.
I was just gonna say. $200,000, you know, whatever, because the doctor didn't warn you of some obscure side effect. I don't know. That seems a bit, that's excessive compensation. 200 grand?
I would say so.
I think it's fair.
But we do, yeah, we hear about
fair
all
for
of,
what? What was her I suffering? She played too much Candy Crush? That's like your dream, Selena.
I know.
But right. When you're so addicted to Candy Crush that you're not doing anything else, you know.
Maybe
not-
like she lost wages. Emotional distress. Maybe it ruined relationships with family members.
Yeah. Ruined her eyesight.
Also, how do we know definitively that was the reason?
So
there are people out there that are just addicted to Candy Crush or other, you know, other games and
that's
stuff.
That's a good point.
And they haven't left their mom's basement in weeks.
So check your medication. It might be that.
I'm not mad at this amount, $200,000, because I feel like we've just become so, like, jaded to lawsuits and how much money people get. I'm used to hearing people win millions. So when I hear $200,000, like, that's a good amount. It's not too much, you know? It's lower
I
than
guess.
What I usually hear of.
Our pharmaceutical and healthcare industry in this country is so bizarre. It's bizarre to me that you see commercials for medication. Why are they advertising to me? I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
I can't. Do I? And then you're sitting there watching like, you know what? Maybe I do need some Sky Rizzy. You know what?
What the heck is
I'm going to ask my doctor about Sky. About
it's called Sky Rizzy.
You know what? I think I would like some Sky Rizzy. And you know what I mean?
What?
Like, why am I the one? Why do I then have to go to my doctor and be like, hey, you know what? I think I'd like to try some Sky Rizzy. Your doctor should be like, hey, you have this condition. Here's the best medication out there for you, and I'm going to prescribe that to you. It shouldn't be based on advertising. Pharmaceutical companies should not be advertising, right? Does this not make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Does this not seem backwards to anybody?
Well, we are going to talk about future health coming up if anybody does want to...
That's different.
Get access to weight loss medication. We'll talk about that later on.
That's not the same. That's not the same thing. These medications are for very specific ailments that your doctor should be the one that knows about, and then your doctor knows about the thing.
True. And they're advertising to the consumer, the patients.
If you turn on your TV, you're seeing a Sky Rizzy ad every 5 minutes.
What the heck is Sky Rizzy?
I don't know.
You
that's the point.
What is Sky Rizzy?
I hope that my doctor knows what it is. And if I ever am in need of some Sky Rizzy, that they're the one that says, you know what, be the best thing for whatever you got, some Sky Rizzy.
Speaking of medical stuff, my husband is finally going to do the sleep study thing to see if he has sleep apnea. So they're
you have to go spend the night somewhere?
Well, he was going to, but I guess instead they're going to send over like some device that he wears on his finger or something. And so he has to have that on for 3 nights at home while he sleeps, and they get the results and they like examine it, whatever. I don't really know what they're looking for exactly, but I'm not ready for him to have to sleep with a CPAP if it comes back that he does have sleep apnea.
Buckle up, just big old machine in there.
I know.
All night.
Would you consider sleep divorce? We've talked about that
before. No, I still couldn't. I like need to sleep with him.
I think that's where you draw the line. I'd be fully on board with the sleep divorce.
Really?
In that instance.
I can't be away from him. I can't.
And maybe just
sleeping white
next
noise.
To Darth Vader every night.
Am I ready for this?
Like, ew. I don't know. Like, hey, I'll be in the other room if you need me. I'll be on the couch.
I can't leave him. I don't think he would leave your wife. Get some earplugs.
We've probably upset the sleep apnea community. There are less obtrusive, like, means now to deal with sleep apnea than your traditional CPAP or whatever the thing's called machine. There are other options out there now.
Good. Oh, that are better. God. I've been stressing over this.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about how one guy online said 8 times out of 10 Camry drivers are attractive women.
Mm-hmm. Morning, JV Show. This is Juan from Pittsburgh going on my commute. And I've seen about 5 Camrys, saying 3 grandmas, a couple guys. For me, it's the VWs. They are, for sure, 7 out of every 10 cars. Have a good day, y'all.
Those are the ones with the hot girls.
I'm telling you, you see, like... the Volkswagen Jetta, the Jettas, and some of those cars, you just knew. Like,
really?
How many guys do you know that drive a Jetta?
0.
There you go.
That's a good point.
Now, Camrys are loved by grannies and dudes and
I can see that.
Some hot baddies and then some not so hot baddies. Camrys are a little more universal,
okay.
I'm telling you.
That makes sense.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, fans are blasting Justin Timberlake for canceling his show so last minute yesterday. So he was set to perform in Columbus, Ohio, and literally like 15 minutes before, he posts on Instagram. He says, "You guys, I'm heartbroken. I have to cancel the show tonight. I went into soundcheck battling the flu, and now it's gotten the best of me. It kills me to disappoint you and my team who worked so hard to make this show happen. I want to reassure you that you will be getting refunds for your tickets." So it's not getting postponed. They're not rescheduling. It was called off.
Call it off.
Canceled. They're getting their money back. People were pissed because, as with any concert, people are traveling. They're coming from out of town. They're taking the day off of work. They're making all these arrangements, going out of their way to see you perform. And then you cancel. One person said 12 minutes before.
No.
Was what one person said.
You're all dressed up. You're with your friends drinking. And a lot of the times people buy resale tickets, so they're not getting their money back.
No. Oh my God, that's a good point.
Yeah.
And
that's
then
true.
People were even coming for Justin's wife, Jessica Biel, because a few hours before he canceled the show, she was like gushing about his tour and his performance abilities. And she said, "There's truly nothing this man can't do." And then so after the show was canceled, everyone went to her page and they were like, except for perform in Columbus, Ohio tonight.
Dang.
Now, do you think he's actually sick? Or we talked about a pretty damning report that was in some like local news, newspaper maybe, I don't know, in like Minneapolis, where they were like ripping his show. Do you remember that?
Yep. Yeah.
Do you think it has anything to do with that?
Ooh, I don't think so, because he must know that the backlash from canceling the show is kind of worse than
not showing up at all. Yeah. I hope he knows that.
Is it? Do we know if this was sold out? Did you say?
That I don't know.
Poor sales?
That I don't know.
I can see sales in Ohio for JT being a slightly underwhelming. I don't know.
I don't even think it was sales, because I saw pictures from the Minneapolis show earlier this week and it was packed.
So that's why I don't
know. This whole tour has been the entire thing. Ever since his DUI, I feel like he's been canceling tour dates and things, and like it's just been real bumpy.
There's been a lot of talk.
There's nothing been smooth about any of this.
Nothing. There's been a lot of talk about ticket sales, and then more recently, nobody knew his new songs, and he insisted on performing those.
Right.
That's been a mess. Anyways, but I think he's like wrapping that tour, so. Mm-hmm. And then he is going to be going to other countries, but as far as here, I think it's pretty much done. So, Graham, what do you have?
All right, major nationwide boycott underway today, you guys. It started at midnight. Are you guys part of it?
I didn't hear about this.
What are you talking about? It's economic blackout day. They've been talking about this for a while. Organizers encouraging Americans nationwide not to spend any money today, unless it's an emergency or something.
Anything?
Or for essentials. If you need essentials, buy them from a local small business today. That is the goal. If you must buy anything, spend it at a local restaurant, something not corporate owned, a local small business. Mm. If you must, but otherwise, keep your dollars in your pocket today. No spending. Now, the blackout is an act of what they call economic resistance to protest billionaires and big massive corporations in this country, particularly Walmarts, your Amazons, your Targets. They say also avoid fast food and filling up your cars with gas if you can. I already violated that rule, but it was an emergency. My gas light was on. I had to make it to work today, so I did have to buy gas today. But other than that, we're not spending today, people. We are not spending. Are you guys taking part the rest of the day?
Yes. Although I do have to put gas in my car because I didn't do it yesterday.
Okay, two of us have now broken. Oh, and Selena, you already. Selena looks super worried.
I haven't broken anything yet.
You haven't broken it yet, but.
I really wanted to go to the new Home Goods.
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. Tomorrow you can go.
You can
go,
but don't buy anything.
That's true. You can.
No, I'm not doing that.
There's too many cute knickknacks in there. Yeah. It's like, you know what? This would look great on that one shelf.
Hey, we're at the new Home Goods. I've been dying to go check it out.
You know what? I need a giant wicker basket for no reason.
Exactly.
You know, I will be buying that. Home Goods gets you to buy some wild stuff.
Time.
And you're just like, I don't need any of this stuff.
I don't need this pelican statue, but I'm going to buy it anyways.
But it is super cute.
I know.
I will say this. I hope people take part in this, because I think in this country, the very best way that you can ignite change is by voting with your dollars.
Agreed.
That in many instances is way more powerful, given the structure of this country and how things operate with billionaires and massive corporations. Your best chance to impact change is often voting with your dollars. And that can mean not spending on particular companies that you don't want to support, or however you take that. But to me, in my mind, it's very effective.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Before we get to What the Bleep.
Morning, JV Show. It's Jonathan from San Carlos. Happy Friday. I was the Jug Mug winner last Thursday. I guessed Pimple, but I've not heard anything about how I'm getting my Jug Mug. And I definitely want to post it on social media. Talk to you soon. Make it a great weekend.
Jess,
I have proof.
Let's go to our Chug Mug department.
I have an email that was sent to the email that I have on file from you, Jonathan. 10:54 a.m. on Thursday, 2:20.
Do you want to read his email on the air?
Look at that. She
no,
came
the
with
email,
receipts.
It's the email I sent to Jonathan.
I know. Do you want to read his email address on the air to be like, hey, this is what we have on file for you?
No, it's the correct one. He left it in that talkback. I cut it out, and I even double-checked to make sure that when he left that winning talkback, that's the email that's associated with it. Wow, so shots fired.
Right.
Jess just came with a receipt to just dunked on Jonathan from San Carlos. Take that, Mr. Pimple.
Jonathan, check your junk.
Yes, check your email. Oh, yeah. If not, leave a talkback with your phone number, and I could give you a call.
We're just kidding, Jonathan. We love you.
We'll
But check your email. We will get you that Chug Mug. We will.
All right. Someone else going to be winning a Chug Mug this morning. This is What the Bleep. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. And then leave your guess on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. You guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm.
So I ran my hand across my wife's and oh my God, so dirty. And there were even a couple of dead bugs stuck to it.
Ew. Like in the hair?
That's like, that's when you know it's time for a wash. Shower that thing up. Just kidding. That's not what it is. All right. Think about that. What that bleeped out word could be. And remember, this is a family show.
That's people, right.
So keep that in mind for your guesses. Keep them PG, please. Leave us your name and your city along with your guests because we want to shout you out when you win. But we're only really shouting out and giving a chug mug to the very first correct answer of the morning.
That's right. Get those guesses in now.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show chug mug. Just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. Let's get right to it. Here's today's clip.
So I ran my hand across my wife's and oh my God, so dirty. And there were even a couple of dead bugs stuck to it.
Now,
time for that monthly shower.
Oh my God, monthly.
We're trying to save water. We're on a well now.
Okay. Oh. All right. So whenever you think you know what the bleeped out word is, leave it on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. Let's go through some of your guesses now.
This is Owen and Jessica from Gilroy. We think the bleeped out word is her license plate.
Her license plate.
Love running my hand across my wife's license plate. Ooh. Just feeling the letters.
Those
the
are always
numbers
like the dirtiest things ever.
Oh, yeah. Don't touch them.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Melissa from San Jose, and I think the bleeped out word today is windshield. Thanks. Happy Friday. Bye.
That's a good guess.
That's a very good guess.
But not the right one.
I love running my hand across my wife's windshield.
Ew. And just
feeling
so
where the
gross
wiper blades and they protrude, and I just
why are your
grab
eyes
them
closed?
Because I'm picturing it as I'm doing it. Why your eyes are open, you creep?
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. My guess for the bleep out word is dashboard in your car. The dashboard, because they can get really dirty. Anyhow, have a great Friday and have a great weekend. Bye. Oh, this is Lisa from Richmond. Bye,
Lisa.
Guys.
Thank you for that talk back.
Everybody's hit. We're heavy into the car. We're heavy into the car theme this morning.
Would you say?
I love running my hands across my wife's dashboard. Close your eyes, Selena.
Okay.
I love running my hands across my wife's dashboard, just feeling the curves and that one big hump right there by the steering
wheel.
Yeah. Oh,
but there's bugs stuck
that
to it?
Well, it's dusty and dirty up there for sure. Her car hasn't been washed in a while.
All right. So no one's guessed it yet. Continue to get those guesses in on the Talkback mic. We're going to play more coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where all you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. And if you are that first person to get it right, you win today's chug mug. Now, here is today's clip of the day in case you missed it.
So I ran my hand across my wife's and oh my God, so dirty. And there were even a couple of dead bugs stuck to it. It didn't smell good either.
Ew, you smelled it?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, you smell your fingers afterwards,
oh
don't you?
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh.
Good
me,
morning.
I guess.
This is Christine and Sophia from Walnut Creek. We think that the bleeped out word is desk or vanity.
That was a very popular guess.
Really?
Desk was a very popular guess.
Did she work outside?
Well, no, but have you ever looked at the backside of your desk, like back behind the monitor and stuff at home?
Oh,
it is.
Yeah.
A dusty dust mess bunnies back there. And you could dust back there, but you don't. There's too
some
many cords
dead
and
bugs
stuff
in there, all kind of in the spider web
yep
and stuff.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Erica, Connor, and Kaya from Milpitas. And our guest for the bleeped out word of the day is headlight. Have a good day.
Headlight.
You know I like running my hand across my wife's headlights.
I know you do.
That's for sure.
But there's no bugs
they're
there,
not
right?
Dusty or bug covered, though.
Hey, JV Show. This is Annalyn and Addison from Fairfield, and we think the bleeped out word is pillow. Thanks. Bye.
Pillow. Oh, my God. If there are bugs stuck to your wife's pillow.
We got big-time problems.
Yeah.
We got big-time problems. If there's anybody out there that has a dusty pillow with bugs stuck to it, like, let's talk about your sheet-changing
habits.
Yes, we might need to work on that.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Billy Phil from the city. I think today the bleep out word is her bumper in the front. All right, have a good one. Bye.
Her bumper?
Oh. That's the one.
All right, here's today's clip, unbleeped.
So I ran my hand across my wife's bumper, and oh my God, so dirty, and there were even a couple of dead bugs stuck to it.
Now
more than a couple. More than a couple of dead bugs stuck to it. The whole thing was caked in bugs.
Ew.
It's like, I don't get that. Shouldn't a bug be light enough that it just like, as the air that's getting displaced by your car driving, shouldn't that like move the bug out of the way? They're little tiny bugs, but they just like whap straight into it. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I thought the car air like would push it away at the last second.
And then you're just over there caressing them after?
Well, you know, you're like, oh, how is it time for a wash? And then you run your hand and it's all bumped. It feels like you're trying to read Braille or something.
I don't think you have to touch it. You can just see the bugs on there.
So many dead bugs. So many. All right, let's give some shout outs. First and foremost, he said his name was Philly Phil.
Yeah.
Philly Phil from the city. What's up, my man? What's up? Philly Phil, what's up? Got a brand new JB Show Chug Mug on this Friday. Nicely done. He had the very first correct answer this morning. Not as many people. A lot. I mean, we were close. Everyone was guessing windshield, dashboard, license plate, the hood, a car in general. Every car guess, headlights, obviously. Everything under the sun related to a car. Not that many people guessed bumper. Ricky in San Jose guessed it. So did our buddy Tracy D in San Mateo. What's up, Tracy D? What's up? Janessa and Alicia had it, and Gigi in San Jose had the correct answer, as well as maybe a few other people whose guesses are coming in right now, but I haven't seen them yet. But, you know, nice job.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for playing.
Mostly nice job to Philly Phil, because he's the one that won.
But no worries. We will play again Monday morning. Give you another shot to win that JV Show Chug Mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
Oh, I think Jess ran to the men's room to drop the number two key.
The little ladies' room.
So she might be a while.
She'll be back at some point.
We are commercial free. And Jess! Oh, you're back. How is the bathroom? I left for like 20 seconds.
Hey, sometimes that's all you need in there, right? Just a quick one, fire one out and get back.
Before we get to today's hottest, not today's hottest journey, before we get to the JV Show, you have Nope Game.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Caitlin from San Rafael, and we love your show. I listen to it every morning with my bonus daughters, and I'm reaching out today because I know who gives a fart, but it's my bonus daughter's 10th birthday. She's in the double digits, and I just want her to hear me say how much I love her. And happy birthday, Jordan. I hope you have the best day ever, and I can't wait to celebrate you tonight. Have a great day, everyone.
Have a great day.
Awesome. Happy birthday, Jordan. Who gives a fuck?
Oh, you know, that's a great point. All right, let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
This is Vanessa.
Hi, Vanessa. So Jess told me that you're like not even excited at all about trying to win these Disney tickets. Is that true?
Yeah, we need to hear the excitement right now.
Oh, ready, guys?
Yep.
That's what I'm talking about. Vanessa, who do you have in the car with you?
Oh, my goodness. We listen to you guys every morning on the way to school. I have my daughter, Micaela, who's 11, and Enrique, who's 8. And we are a block away from school because we had to pull over. We were so excited. Today, the kids have a bonus day because mommy and daddy are both dropping them off at school.
Oh, nice.
We're really excited.
So this is a family effort. Let's see if we can get you these tickets to the Disney Resort. The JV Show's Yep Nope Game. We are going to ask you 4 trivia questions. Just got to get 3 correct. And you win.
A lot of excitement until they get totally dunked on by these questions.
Hey!
Come on!
That's Graham manifesting.
I'm kidding. You got this.
All right, here's question number 1.
Thanks, Graham.
There we go.
Question number 1. What color do you get if you mix red and blue together?
Purple.
Yep.
Yep.
Easy peasy.
We're just lobbing them up softballs at this point. Easy questions. All right, question number 2. This one's a little trickier. Angel Falls, the tallest waterfall in the world, is located in what country?
Angel Falls.
Remember that old Angel man? He put a bunch of he tied a bunch of balloons to his house, and he tried to fly there.
Oh, and
up. Niagara Falls?
No, he's trying to go to Angel Falls. The waterfall
Angel
I just mentioned.
Falls. Is it in the United States? Venezuela?
Yep.
Venezuela?
What? Dad's over there googling like, I got this. Yeah, it's in Venezuela. I've been to Venezuela a few times. I've never gone to Angel Falls. I should have.
You should have.
And they can't go back now.
All right, question number 3. What does the CSI stand for in the name of the popular TV show franchise? CSI.
Okay, I used to watch this. CSI.
Quick, no Googling in that car.
Criminal investigation.
I'm gonna have to throw a challenge. Can you put husband on the phone,
Get husband on here.
Let me just stop the music.
Criminal investigation.
Is it crime scene investigation?
Sir, are you Googling? Let's start there.
Because, like, the answer is, like,
you
know.
He's my TV junkie. He knows everything TV.
But he didn't know it,
why
like, right
off
the bat.
Why would that be the first thing you blurted out? Yeah.
Of course I'm Googling.
Oh, my God. Oh.
I knew it. I appreciate your honesty.
Oh. Yep.
Are we, are they disqualified because of that, Graham?
Oh, it just bums me out a little bit, though.
No, it's put my answer back on her. Please don't do that.
She was working through the answer. She was working through it. And then all of a sudden, right answer comes out of right field, like, as if I've known it all this whole time. Didn't pass the smell test.
We're going to give it to you. But please just, I mean, for the sake of, like, funsies, don't Google the answers.
You have no idea how much we thank you. My mom has been listening to you for like 35 years.
Well, I'm only 27 and a half, impossible. So the math I'm not doesn't even work that out old, there. So. Maybe my grandpappy, Graham Herbert Sr., the first.
The fourth.
He was, that was him on the air.
Right. We have one more question.
Do they even need this one?
I don't.
I think, you know what? I think they need this one because I'm not giving them that last one because they Googled that last
Graham
one.
Graham said you're not getting that one.
They also Googled the one before that. If you go back and podcast.
But we didn't call you out on that one, so you get that one.
Question number four. This is kind of an easy one. In what sport might you find a competitor attempting a double sow cow?
Dave. I'm not Googling it.
Thank you.
I'm just going to say.
Wait.
Rugby?
Nope. Man, we took away their superpower of the internet. That's figure skating, ice skating, double sow cow, just maybe even a triple sow cow if you're really into it.
We have to give them the tickets, Graham.
Because it's not the kids' fault.
It's Dad's fault. Since we were 4 years old.
Look, we're going to give you the tickets, but Dad's not allowed to go.
Sorry, Dad. You have to stay home. Yeah. Dad's like, finally.
He's like, quiet, get some time
peace
away
and quiet.
From them.
Yay!
You guys, congratulations. Happy Friday. Happy weekend. Yay! Hang on. Moving forward, everyone, please, please don't Google. Don't cheat on this. We want to, like, just have actual...
God, there are so, you know how many people called right there to try to play that game to honestly win the Disneyland tickets? I feel like
it's a little disappointing, but
please don't direct your hate directed towards Selena and Jess. They said give them the tickets. I didn't listen to the podcast.
It's not the kids' fault.
That's just rough, though.
By the way, 8:20, another chance for you to win tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Graham, we got some shout outs.
A lot of shouts, so buckle up. Hey, Graham, would love if you could give my daughter, Kara, a birthday shout out tomorrow. She's going to be 11 on Saturday. Lots of love and kisses from mom, dad, and brothers, Connor and Cian. How would you say that? C-I-A-N.
Cian.
We're listening to you guys every morning on our way to school. Thank you. And that is from Annie. So happy birthday there.
Happy birthday.
Another one. Hey, Graham, my mom here sliding into your DMs. Hoping on Friday you guys can wish our son Lucas a happy 9th birthday. He has the biggest heart and he's so smart. We love him so much. We listen every morning. Thank you. And that is from Mom Christine. So happy birthday, Lucas.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, Graham, first time in your DMs. Welcome. Our fam listens every morning on our way to school. I want to shout out my son Joseph on his 9th birthday. His birthday is Saturday. Happy birthday, Joe, baby. Love mama, daddy, Ariana and Amaya. So happy birthday, Joseph.
Who gives a fuck?
Hey, Graham, another mama sliding into your DM. See if you wish my son Alexander a happy 9th birthday. A lot of 9th birthdays. Or as his brother says, happy 2 1/4 birthday since he's a leap year baby. Does the math work on that? I'm not sure. We love you all. That's from Alex. So happy birthday, Alexander.
Who gives a fart?
Sorry. We love you all, Alex. That's from Mom Christina. Totally butchered that one. Hi, Graham. My daughter's turning 9. Another 9th birthday? Is everyone turning 9 today? On February 28th, I hope you get a birthday shout out for her. We listen to the JV show every day on our way to school. Mom and Dad are so proud of you, all of your accomplishments. We hope you enjoy your special day and that this shout out that no one gives a fart about puts a smile on your face. So happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Did they even say her name in there? Whoops. Another one. Hey, Grandma, I was wondering if you can give my son Jordan a birthday shout out on Friday the 28th. He's turning the big 1-2. We are very proud of him and all his accomplishments and the young man he's becoming. He's the best big brother to his 3 siblings, Mason, Ellie, and Bella. Thank you so much. And that's from Mom and Dad's. Happy birthday, Jordan.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, Graham, could you wish our sweet, beautiful daughter Bella a happy 15th birthday? Love Mom, Dad, Aiden, Travis, and Avelina.
Who gives a fart?
What's up, Graham? Can you give a shout out to my little baby, Amira? She's a leap year baby. She's 1 year old. Big sister, Alana, mama, and daddy love you so much. That's from Dad Shamil. So happy birthday, Amira.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham, I was wondering if you can give a birthday shout out to my daughter, Camila. She turned 7 on Saturday. Camila, we hope you have a great day and a great day at school. Love mom Adrian and Dad.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, it's my daughter's birthday today. I just want to see if I can get a happy birthday for an amazing daughter. Happy 15th birthday, Abby. Love you so much. Have a wonderful quince. Love mom, dad, and family.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham, love the Up Nope game. We listen to it every morning on the way to school. Wanted to give my son, Justin, a shout out. He's turning 10 on Sunday. Happy birthday. Hope you have a great birthday weekend, and it will be an amazing one. Love mom, dad, and BG. So happy, happy birthday, Justin.
Who gives a fart?
Happy birthday.
Oh, jeez.
Are we done?
I'm drained. We're done.
Took all the wind out of my buddy Graham here. Yeah. Well, happy birthday to everyone.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to today's hottest trend.
Oh, no. Selena, Jess, I agree with Graham. I don't think they should have gotten the tickets. I was waiting to play the Yup Nope game with honesty. No Googling answers. You smelled that from a mile away, even from like the second question. There is no way. I wanted to play fair and square. I wanted those Disneyland tickets too. Yes, I'm a little bitter, but they shouldn't have gotten the tickets. Okay, bye.
Any of you care to respond?
Yeah, I do. Why is everyone mad at us?
Yeah.
When earlier this week, you were giving out tickets to people who didn't even win.
But that's they at least were trying and not Googling the answers. Well, and
right. But we can't punish everybody else that was in the car because of what Dad did.
Yeah, but they got busted cheating, then they even admitted that they were cheating at that point.
And why didn't you put your foot down, Graham? Really, you're the one that oversees mm-hmm. who gets the tickets and who doesn't.
I am not the ticket liaison on this show.
You always, any other time we try to give out tickets, you put your foot down. And this time, you were just like, I think you wanted them to have the tickets.
You had already awarded it to them at that point. And once you've given a prize out on the air, you cannot take it back. You and I both know that. That is actual law.
Morning, JV Show. I just want to say that the family right now is totally cheating and they are awful. I hope that even though they do win to go to Disneyland, I hope they have an awful time. Freaking cheaters. Oh, so annoying. Okay, bye.
Oh my God.
People are pissed, Selena.
Hey, and you have a right to be. I cannot say no to the kids. I just can't. You know that. You know that, but moving forward, please don't do that. Don't cheat. And 820 more Disney tickets. So you do have another chance to win. That's coming up here on the JV Show.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Does Justin Baldoni have five mistresses?
Hope so. What?
Do you remember I told you how Blake and her legal team are subpoenaing all of Justin's text messages, emails, even like location data to try to find any information that could prove he conspired to launch the smear campaign against Blake Lively? So Justin's team, they're fighting back, calling that flagrantly overboard and invasive. His lawyer, by the way, both of their legal teams, his team and Blake's team, they had a meeting last week, and Justin's team was especially worried about this. They warned that this could expose private communications unrelated to the case, including those with his spouse, doctors, attorneys, perhaps even conversations with mistresses and psychiatrists. So they want Blake's team to like limit their requests to only contacts that are relevant to the case. Mm-hmm. And Blake's team is like, no, this is for discovery purposes. Like, how are we going to discover anything if there's limitations on this? So they even wrote a letter to the judge and they filed this, that it's worrying Justin's team because it could problematically reveal whether he communicated with, quote, five mistresses or five psychiatrists. And that was his legal team that said that in the meeting.
Well, now we've released the story without having the story get released. What do you think about that? Should they have access to everything, even if it's not pertinent to the case?
Yeah. I mean, partly because I want to know everything now.
Yeah, that's
but also,
true.
I mean, they have a point. This is for discovery. How are they going to discover anything? Like, what if he told some off person, like, hey, this is my plan, but they're not going to have access to that just because it's some unknown?
Okay, so it's discovery, and then they go through and find a bunch of stuff that, while very salacious, has no relevancy to the case. What can they shouldn't be able to do anything with that information, right?
No, they shouldn't.
Like, he's communicating with his doctor on there, and, you know, he's asking for another, his Valtrex prescription or something.
Yeah.
And, you know, that shouldn't be out there, right? So
no.
There should be some sort of confidentiality that's respected. I'm assuming the court sides in that favor, right? As far as discovery, though, I guess you should be able, if they really think that there's just cause to be looking into communications with other people, as if he's saying, like, dude, you're never going to believe how much I harassed Blake Lively. Listen, guess what I've got planned next. You know, and if they found that, then okay.
Yeah, but the court hasn't ruled, but I hope some salacious stuff comes from this.
But also,
five mistresses?
But vice versa, like, then Blake Lively, let's get to see your whole phone
your
and make sure that everything with you and Ryan Reynolds, your husband, make sure, because a lot of times that's protected, you know, conversations between spouses, but like, sorry, we need to see that to make sure you guys weren't colluding to plan some, because that was a lot of the theories that they were
still is a
planning
theory
something
out there.
To get the rights to the movie
and
or whatever.
And their text messages with Colleen Hoover, because I don't think she's innocent in this either.
I don't either.
So I want to see those.
The mess, the drama, the tea. Graham, what do you have?
All right, major break in the case, you guys. Major break in the case of the dog that was kicked all the way across a front yard. Very disturbing video. This was an altercation that happened in Pittsburgh between neighbors. A neighbor dispute. We talked about this yesterday. The two suspects involved LaGashia Williams and Graciela Amar, both arrested yesterday in Oakland. Pittsburgh police thanked the public for helping to identify these two women. One of them was the one, I'm not sure which one of them was the one that actually kicked the dog, but they were involved in this confrontation with Albert Lopez. His little dog Gigi suffered liver and leg damage following that kick. The 49ers have called Williams for a tryout after seeing the video because, let's be honest, Moody wasn't really doing that good kicking, and she had quite the leg. I'm kidding. All right. But we wondered yesterday why there hadn't been an arrest yet in this case where it's caught on video and they'd identified the suspects. Why hasn't there been an arrest? Is because they had to find them first. So that explains why Pittsburgh police hadn't arrested them yet. But thanking the public for helping identify their whereabouts. Felony warrants were issued for these two ladies. Now, the good news is that Gigi is home recovering. Gigi, again, the very small dog. I think she weighs like 3 pounds. She's a teensy tiny little dog. And when she initially went to the vet, they thought that the kick had caused liver failure, which is very scary. But further tests have shown that her liver is recovering. So that part is good. And then she has some other injuries, maybe in her spine or a leg. So there are vet bills. I checked the GoFundMe this morning that was posted by the family to raise money for those vet bills. It's raised over $20,000. It started with like a $7,000 goal. So it's well over $20,000 right now. That's the good news. And again, the good news is that an arrest here is made. Justice will be served. It's going to be tough to dispute the fact that you punted this dog because it's on video.
It's on video.
Very clear.
It's
such a disturbing video to watch.
It really
is. Who could do that to a little dog?
Sad.
The dog didn't have anything to
and
do with this altercation.
About it after.
Yes.
And
then he mocked him afterwards.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Good morning, guys. This is Shayla from Middletown. I'm just chiming in on the people who just won the Disneyland tickets. I want to say that even though if they cheated, I'm not upset. You know what? They want to take their kids to Disneyland. You would do anything you can to make your kids smile, make your kids happy. So you know what? I hope they have a great time. And I hope that you guys are leaning on everybody else when they call in. Thanks. Have a good day.
Oh, no. Starting now, I am a stickler for the rules.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, sorry about that. No.
Really? So you're really going to start
enforcing. Cracking I'm the down. Enforcer around here. Yeah. So.
All right.
Okay. We'll look to you then for the final answer.
But I know everyone does want these Disney tickets. Coming up really soon here, 8:20, we are going to share with you another way that you can win. These are 4 2-day, one park per day Disney tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Coming up, first, Graham, what do you have?
All right, I got a couple crazy ex-girlfriend stories. This one might have started as a current girlfriend, but they are definitely now exes. Listen to this. Listen how crazy this story is.
Okay.
911 in Monroe, North Carolina. They got a call from a guy saying that he was locked in a storage unit. And they're like, "You're locked in a storage unit?" And he said, "Yeah, I've been in here for about a week."
What the hell?
And they said, "Well, what, how are you okay? Do you need us to send, you know, medics?" And he said, I can't breathe in here. I need to get out." And they go unlock him, and it turns out he had been in there not an entire week, but this was on Monday of this week he called. He had been in there since last Thursday. So he'd been in there for 4 days. Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. 4 nights this guy spent locked in a storage unit locker.
Why did he wait so long to call 911?
All right, we'll get to that.
Okay.
he says that he got into a fight with his girlfriend, Robin. And she was so upset that she slammed the unit door down closed while he was inside of it, packing some belongings in there, and she double locked it. And it's locked from the outside. He had no way to get out. Now, apparently his cell phone was in there somewhere, and he finally was able to call 911 once he found the cell phone. He said the storage unit was so full of stuff and it was pitch black dark that he spent the time in there searching for his phone. Thank God it had enough battery in it, or this guy may not have lived.
Oh my God.
And he was able to call 911. They got him. He was very dehydrated and obviously very hungry, but he had survived inside, locked in a storage unit for 4 nights. Can you imagine being in there with no sense of time? He's like, I think I've been in here for a week. He didn't know. I mean, he was close to, might as well have been a week.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, he was, obviously, they got him out of there in time. This woman has been arrested and charged with several things like kidnapping and imprisonment and a few other things. She's going to be going to jail for a while. Can you imagine being locked in a pitch black storage unit that's just so packed with stuff, it takes you 4 days to find your phone in there?
And if it was somebody like Jess, like, you would never get out, Jess, because your phone would die within the hour.
The first day, my God.
And also, he's lucky to have had enough cell service in there, because a lot of these storage buildings, you know, it's a lot of cinder blocks and stuff, and the service isn't that good in there. I do have a question, though. Couldn't he have just said, like, hey, Siri, or hey, Google, and then your phone would be like, yeah? Like, hey, can you call 911? You know, I'm locked in a storage locker.
Unless it was on silent.
I hope I didn't send anybody's phone right there to make a call. But, wouldn't that have been an option?
But if it's on silent, you're not going to hear anything.
Yeah, but still, wouldn't it make the call?
Some people don't have that setting, like, set up on their phone.
I assumed all phones were voice activated now. Maybe he had an old flip phone. Either way, crazy now ex-girlfriend story. And here's another one. I thought this was funny. A Florida woman admitted to vandalizing her ex's car, except that she got the wrong car.
Oh my God. Oh. Come on, people. Do your research.
This 18-year-old woman, Evelina Fabianski, she was so upset with her ex that she recruited one of her friends, a 16-year-old, so we don't know her name, to grab a bunch of spray paint, and they spray painted and did other things to what she assumed was her boyfriend's car, except it wasn't. It was a car that looked just like it that was parked near his house. They did over $5,000 worth of damage to the car, and they will both be facing charges for that. And unfortunately, they also threw some eggs at it, which, like, in today's world, like, eggs are so expensive.
Oh my God, yeah. You must be rich.
You must, or just that upset that you're willing to throw wadded up dollar bills at a car, you know, in eggs. But yeah, make sure you get the right car before you vandalize your ex's
slash
car.
Tire or something. Quick question for you, Graham.
Sure.
Because we've heard of a couple crazy ex-girlfriends just, you know, right now. Who's crazier? These girlfriends we just talked about, or your actual crazy ex-girlfriend?
That's a good question. I think these ones. I never feared for my life in a storage locker. Although
you feared for your life in that apartment.
Maybe I should have. Well, yeah. I mean, I had a couple doors ripped off the hinges. No big deal. I know how to fix.
How did she get so strong?
I don't know. She's like the Hulk. She ripped my closet doors clean off.
Oh my God.
It's a good thing I know how to fix stuff. I can put new hinges on a door.
Oh my God,
no problem.
That is so toxic. Wow.
At least your car was safe. Right?
Was it? Did she ever do anything to your car?
I found the brakes cut on it one time.
Shut up.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh my God.
Stop it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, Selena, Graham, and Jess. It's your buddy Hammer and Hank. I checked in from Hayward this morning. Could you please try and give my beloved dog, Marley, a shout out? She is celebrating her 9th birthday this Sunday, and I appreciate it if you did. And I'll talk to you real soon, buddies. Peace in your hood.
Peace in your hood. We love you, Hanky, of course. Happy birthday,
Marley.
9th birthday. That's a big one.
Who gives a fuck?
Oh, that's a good point.
Oh, my God. The guy in the storage unit, he should always be using Siri like I do. I know they're listening to me, but many times when I can't find my phone, I walk around and I start with, hey, Siri. And she tells me where she's at.
Yeah, we were talking about a story of a guy that got into an argument with his girlfriend, and she locked him into a storage unit, and he spent 4 days in there in the pitch black dark, and he finally found his phone on the fourth day and then was able to call 911. And I wondered, why didn't he just try to voice command his phone?
Yeah, I think you're right. He had a flip phone.
Yeah, the old flip phone.
Or like a razor or something. Remember those?
Oh, yeah, razors are awesome.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. And it is 8:21. That means you officially have a chance right now to win your tickets to the Disneyland Resort. We have for you 4 2-day, one park per day tickets. All you got to do is get on that talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. Leave your name, leave your phone number. Your number will not be played on the air, but we got to have that because around 8:50, we will be calling our randomly selected winner live on the air to let you know that you've won. So get those talkbacks in now. A couple things before we get to our Chug Wheel game. Graham, we have a shout out.
We do. Dad's in my DMs. Dad's in my DMs. Got one says it's my daughter Jordan's birthday on the 28th. She'd lose it if she hears a shout out on the radio. She's going to be in the car heading to school, most likely waiting to leave a talkback for those Disney tickets. Love you guys and go Mets. And that's from Patrick. So happy birthday, Jordan.
Who gives a fart?
And of course,
Go Mets. We were also talking about a man who was locked in a storage unit. It took him 4 days to find his phone because it was pitch black in there.
Good morning, JB Show. Familia, happy Friday. Putting a talk back to the about being locked in the storage. In case you ever come into a situation like that, you can't find your phone in the dark. If you ever watch Harry Potter, you know that the spell Lumnos will light up the wand. So in this case, all you have to do is just like, hey Siri, Lumnos, and your phone will light on. Have fun.
What the hell? All right, give it a try. I do not have an iPhone.
Hey Siri, Lumnos.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, it's working.
It worked?
Everyone's phones just lit up right now.
The entire Bay Area just lit up.
You're welcome. All right.
There you go.
Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who is this?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Oh my God, I thought we lost you. What's your name?
Renee. Sorry, I'm driving.
Oh no. Can you play our Chug Wheel game? We don't want to cause an accident or anything like that.
I don't know. You tell me.
I mean, we'll allow it if you're cool with it.
Sure. All right. I'll figure it out.
Renee, so here's the deal. We sent Jess out to the streets. She talked to a random person. She asked them 8 questions. We're going to go through each question one by one. We're going to stop down. And if you are able to guess the same answer as that person on the street, like kind of predict what that person said, you get a point. You get up to 4 points, you win. You're getting a JV Show chug mug. We lose. One of us will be spinning the chug wheel and chugging whatever it lands on. Graham, what are some of the things on the chug wheel this week?
On this morning's chug wheel, we've got chicken bone broth, the tonic water, lemon juice, bean sprout water. Still don't know what that is. The soup du jour, which is the soup of the day. And what do we got, chef? That's cream of asparagus again. And we have sake, something called mushroom elixir, and a few other
random things. Oh my God, I cannot. Renee, are you ready?
I guess.
All right, let's find out who Jess talked to.
My name is Sam. I'm from China.
Sam from China. Mm-hmm. Wow, I love that. All right, so let's get to question number one.
Do you think Cybertrucks look cool?
Renee, what do you think he said, yes or no?
No.
Yeah, I think it looks cool.
Oh.
A Cybertruck fan. All right. Mm-hmm. That's one in the no column there. You got to get 4 correct. All right, let's go to the next question.
Would you rather go to the movies or stream at home?
Renee, what do you think Sam said? Stream at home or go to the movies?
Stream at home.
I'd rather go to the movies.
Yes! Oh, it's working out very well for us.
Renee's 0 for 2. We're liking it.
All right, next question.
Have you been to Disneyland in the last year?
Ooh, what do you think he said, Renee?
No.
Okay.
Well, I've never been to Disneyland.
He's never been to Disneyland.
Never been. Oh, that's sad.
What a sad existence.
I'm trying to win tickets too, you know.
Sadly, that is one correct in the correct column for Renee. Next question.
Do you know who Mr. Beast is?
Do you think Sam knew who Mr. Beast is, Renee?
Oh, goodness. I know who he is. Let's just say yes.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
It's all tied up to a piece right now.
All right, let's go to the next question.
What's the first word that comes to your mind when I say back?
What do you think he said? Like back, almost like a fill in the blank. Back, something. What do you think he said?
Sorry, you cut out. Can you repeat it?
Yeah, let me just rewind here. Here's this last question.
What's the first word that comes to your mind when I say back?
What do you think he said? Like a fill in the blank. Back, blank.
Bone.
Backbone.
Backbone, good guess.
Back up.
Oh, back up. Sam said. All right, 3 incorrect. Things are trending hopefully in the right direction. Next question.
You get offered a seat on Blue Origin's next flight to the edge of space. Would you go?
Renee, what do you think Sam said? Is he taking that flight to space?
Oh, I'm going to say yes, because it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah, I would.
Oh, my God! Oh.
It's 3-3 right now.
We don't need this.
3-3. I don't need the stress of my life.
All right, let's go to the next question.
If your significant other gave you a celebrity hall pass, would you take it?
It's a good question.
Totally.
You think he said yes? Totally?
Totally is a yes. Yes.
No.
No! Oh.
All right, well, as it tends to come down to in the JV Show Chug Wheel game, it's down to the final question. Renee, you need to get this one correct to make somebody on the JV Show spin that chug wheel and then chug something nasty. Last question.
Yeah.
Do you think it's childish for an adult to order a Frappuccino from Starbucks?
What do you think he said?
No.
Everyone has their choice.
Of course, you would say that, Sam. Hey, Renee.
On the last question.
Thank you for playing. We are going to get you a JV Show Chug Mug. You mentioned you're also trying to win those Disney tickets.
That's what I was looking for, please.
Listen, it's a talkback contest. So as soon as we get off the phone here, leave us a talkback on the iHeart app. And make sure you have like your name and your number. We're going to be randomly picking somebody and calling them back on the air closer to 8:50, okay? So you still could win it, but you got to leave us a talkback, all right?
Course.
Okay, well, don't hang up. We want to get you this chug mug.
Never have I heard someone so disappointed to win a chug mug. She's like, I'm about to win some Disneyland tickets. Nope, that's not what we said.
You guys, this type of stress cannot be good for our health. My heart I don't need this. If it's... You know what? I'm not going to say anything because then I jinx myself, but please,
I'm shaking. We have a black sack with the names in it.
Whoa. Easy. Can we talk about moving the goalposts here? Every time it's four is the magic. They get it on the last one and then we chug at four. And that's only 50% correct. Shouldn't they have to go slightly above 50% and get five correct?
Yes.
I'm just lobbying because I don't feel like chugging anything right now. My stomach's a little on edge.
Graham.
Don't. Whoa, easy.
Or Selena.
He's back, bro.
I just can't chug again.
All right, Selena's hand is in the black sack.
I am so...
She's black sacking it. What do you got?
Oh, my God.
Is it you?
It says Graham.
No, yes! Stop it.
It says Graham.
Yes.
God.
Yes.
Has Selena ever chugged before, Jess? Can we sidebar for a second?
Excuse me, I did a shoey out of Jess's shoe. Oh, I drank
that was different.
I drank your bath water, Graham.
That was delicious, probably.
That was disgusting.
Oh my God. This just made my whole day.
Graham will be spinning the chug wheel next.
You guys.
Here on the JV Show.
Happy day.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, let's cut the music.
What for? Why?
Well, we just played our chug wheel game.
I remember that vaguely, yeah.
Renee, thank you for playing. She won. Uh-huh. She got a chug mug.
Okay.
I had to draw names.
Yeah, what does this have to do with me?
Grammy, sorry, buddy. Your name was picked.
I hate you, which Selena.
Means, I love this. Best day ever, you guys.
Which means you're going to have to spin the chug wheel, my friend. I'm so sorry.
Selena doesn't ever spin the chug wheel. She doesn't ever chug.
That's a good point.
This is BS.
But I'm glad it's not me.
All right.
What are some of the things on the wheel, Graham?
On this morning's wheel, we have something called mushroom elixir.
I'm hoping you get that one.
I don't know what it is, but Jess said it's in the fridge and it has not yet expired. We also have chicken bone broth, tonic water. Tonic water's been hanging on this wheel
this
for
entire
months.
Time.
Nobody ever gets it. I would love that. Love me some tonic. Lemon juice, a bean sprout water, the soup du jour, which is the soup of the day. And today it is cream of asparagus. I checked with the chef.
That actually doesn't sound that bad.
It's not that bad. And sake is on there. All right, I'm going to spin that wheel and I am manifesting me some tonic on this Friday.
Oh, we're live on Instagram. JV Morning Show.
Yeah, hop in and you can watch this spin happen in real time.
Give it a spin, Graham.
All right, here we go. Oh,
I might have a good spin.
I might have broken the wheel. Come
it's
on.
Going, it's on going. Good. It's going.
Oh, right past the tonic. Right to the sake.
Sake.
Suck it to me on this Friday.
That
Let's go.
Fun. I know you got
When I say sake, you say bomb. Sake, bomb. Sake, bomb.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham and Jess are going back and forth on how much sake Graham has to chug right now. How full is the chug mug? Oh, let me turn your mic on. There we go.
Well, you guys said you take a
it's
look.
About halfway.
You take a look and tell me.
I think that's fair.
I think a little bit more.
Then, by all means, because I pour your drinks up, pour me whatever. I'm gonna hammer this down. Like
Jess is gonna
nothing.
Fill it up. Let's you should go. Not have given that.
No, stop it.
Oh! All right, we played the Chug Wheel. Shout out to Renee for winning. Graham's name got picked.
And we are on Instagram Chug Live, but nobody's holding the camera, so it's just looking at the wall right now. All right, JV Morning Show on Instagram if you want to pop in and join us. Shout out to everybody that is on the stream right now. All right, we're chugging? Is that what we're doing?
We're chugging!
All right, let's go.
Go. He always does his kneeling. All right, Graham is chugging. Chug, oh, God, his face. Chug. I can tell it's not great. Uh-oh. Oh, my God. Uh-oh. Oh, oh my God.
Where's the
cake? Oh, yes. How was it? Oh.
Was it that bad?
Ugh.
Are you going to throw up?
No, I'm not going to throw up.
Do you need a chaser?
It was not good.
Do you want some more? There's still left.
No. Ugh. I don't like sake. No, thank you.
Well, you took it like a champ. You didn't make it look hard at all.
It's better when you sake bomb it into some,
of course,
ice cold Sapporo.
Yes,
that's the way to do it.
Of course. All right, really quick, we've been talking a lot about those two content creators who were like in competition with each other to hook up with the most guys in 12 hours, 24 hours. Well, they need to step aside. We ain't talking about them anymore. Now we're talking about a Canadian adult content creator. Her name is Coco Bay, 37 years old. She is on a mission to hook up with a man from every country on the planet.
You got this.
So far, she's hooked up with 40 men from 40 different countries.
Oh, so she's well on her journey.
She's well
already
on her way. And then she collects little flags from each country and she puts them in her porn passport, is what she calls it.
Oh, she's got a passport for this. I like it.
So far, each
time she gets a little stamp in there.
Yeah, so far, she's obviously she's had someone from Canada, America. Uh-huh. It says here Israel, Australia, Haiti,
me
Holland,
too.
Norway, Greece, France, Belgium, yeah, Germany, Denmark, Ireland, Honduras, yeah. Costa Rica,
me
Russia,
too.
Colombia. The list goes on and on and on. If you care, she says her lovers from Brazil were the most enjoyable.
Yeah,
wow.
Same.
Oh, would you like to go into more detail?
No.
Yeah, have you completed this already?
I'm at 50 or 60 countries. I don't know about what you guys.
The ones with the most stamina.
Okay.
Were Russian.
Interesting.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't, maybe.
She said placing dead last. Sorry, anyone who's German, but that would be the German lover.
Oh, the Germans.
Yeah.
No good.
Yeah.
Huh?
And she said they were really, really boring.
I thought they were known for their brats and their wieners. The sausages, you guys.
I know.
Germans,
but not
huh?
in this sense, I guess. Hey, this is her findings.
Okay,
her
I think this is actually findings. More interesting than the other ones that are trying to do the like 1,000 or so men in 24 hours. Because this is actually like she's traveling.
More interesting. I'm just like disappointed. Like these are goals now.
Oh,
like
yeah.
These are our goals.
That's a good point.
I, you know, as a dad of a daughter, I
thank you.
I'd hope that young ladies have more role models to look up to and aspire to be, and accomplishments like, to achieve. Maybe, you know, go to the Olympics and set a world record.
Yeah.
That kind
or
of a world record,
else.
Not this kind of a record.
But it's only going to get worse.
I just burped up some sake.
Oh no.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
You guys ready to hear the winning talkback for these tickets for the Disneyland Resort?
Yes! Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Gerardo, originally from San Diego, but now in Pittsburgh. My phone number is 619-840-709. I'm looking to see if I can snag those Disney tickets, take my daughter, my niece, and my wife. Thank you.
All right, let's give him a call, see if he answers.
He better answer, otherwise he ain't getting these tickets.
All right.
Well, 619, yeah, San Diego. Mm. A lot of 619 buddies.
Oh, my God. Please answer.
Oh, man.
What happens if he doesn't pick up?
In the era of not answering the phone.
Oh, my God.
Gerardo, dude, make the right call here, bro.
Oh,
God, dude, bro.
Oh, my God.
Dude, bro. Bro.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. Thank God. Hi, is this Gerardo?
Oh, this is Gerardo. How are you doing?
Oh, you know who we are.
Don't act like you know, Gerardo. Don't act like you know. You don't know me.
Hey, we got your talk back. Heard you wanted some tickets for the Disneyland Resort. And
I do.
We were just calling to let you know that you got them.
Oh my God. Thank you guys. Thank you guys so much, Baby Show.
You're welcome. You just got 4 2-day, one park per day Disneyland Resort tickets. And you know, at the Disneyland Resort, it's the happiest place on earth, right? And now you get to be there.
Yes, it is.
Congratulations.
Nice. Thank you guys so much.
You're very welcome. Hang on. Everyone else, we're doing this again next week. Breaking news. The JV Show. More Disney tickets Monday.
Wait, we're doing it again all next week.
All next week.
Same time.
7:30 at 8:20. Be here for your chance to win.
It's huge.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health, access to excellence.
All right, just a couple things really quick. At this point, Justin Bieber is trolling us, right? Because everyone is talking about him supposedly being on drugs. His team denied any drug use. And then so he did that quick little rap about being high. Remember, we played that audio earlier this week. And yesterday he posted a video just smoking a blunt. And he's like blowing the smoke out into the camera.
He
like
was high as a magpie.
Like at this point, like he's trolling the drug rumors, right?
Yes.
That's what I think, too. If you want to go see that video, JV Morning Show, make sure you're following us on Instagram. The other quick thing I want to talk about is Shrek 5. A lot of people are really excited about this. Zendaya.
We're already up to Shrek 5?
Yes.
Have you seen any of them?
How long have I been asleep? Wow.
A few years, I guess.
I guess I've seen 1, 2, and 3. What happened in Shrek 4?
We're up to 5, yeah.
What? Can you tell me what happened in 4?
I could not.
I don't remember.
Just announced, though, Zendaya joining the cast. She's going to play one of Shrek's kids.
Okay.
And then all the original cast there, Mike Myers, Eddie Murphy.
Yep. Everyone's coming back, and it's not going to be out until the end of next year, though. So we do have to wait a while. By the way, you were telling me
Shrek 5.
You were telling me people think that the characters look a little weird this time.
The animations are different, you guys, and I agree with the people that are saying this. We, by the way, put up a poll on our Instagram, JV Morning Show. Go check it out, and you can see a before and after as well. The animations are different. Their facial expressions seem different. The color.
Let me look.
It looks the same to me. I would have never noticed anything was even off if Jess didn't tell me.
Vision's a little blurry because I just chugged a whole glass of sake, but it does look... I don't know. Shrek looks the same to me.
Like, I would never have noticed.
I need to see it in motion. I need to see it animated.
It looks different.
I don't know, but I guess like when you go back to Shrek 1... How long ago was that? Like 20 years ago?
Yes. Yeah.
So the animation technology's changed quite a bit since then. So maybe it's just like gotten.
I think
maybe it's just going to be like a much better version. Shrek 5? What happened to Shrek 4?
Morning Show, if you want to check that out. Graham, you want to throw something in here?
Yeah, really quick. In the new era of egg surcharges being added to the price of meals at restaurants, McDonald's just said, hold my chicken, because they are not going to be participating in that action. McDonald's says they are not going to be raising the price of any of their meals and breakfast meals that feature eggs, even though there's a nationwide shortage and prices we know have gone soaring. They say, unlike others making news recently, you definitely won't see McDonald's in the United States issuing surcharges on eggs, which are 100% cage-free and sourced in the United States. That's a pretty bold claim. Wait till eggs hit $20 a carton. Let's see what they think about that, because now we're over 9 and prices are supposed to go up over 41% this year. So we'll see if they stick to that. But they've made that proclamation. This is, of course, in front of the, I believe, 50th anniversary of the Egg McMuffin. And so this Sunday, if you are using the McDonald's app, you can get a $1 Egg McMuffin or Sausage McMuffin with egg. So look at everybody else is raising prices on eggs. McDonald's said, nope, hold my chicken. We're going lower. So Sunday, $1.
Nice.
Egg McMuffins. Woo-hoo! Again, you have to have the app to get that deal.
Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
You guys ready to hear the winning talk back for these tickets for the Disneyland Resort?
Yes! Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Gerardo, originally from San Diego, but now in Pittsburgh. My phone number is 619-840-709. I'm looking to see if I can snag those Disney tickets, take my daughter, my niece, and my wife. Thank you.
All right, let's give him a call, see if he answers.
He better answer, otherwise he ain't getting these tickets.
All right.
Well, 619, San Diego. Mm. A lot of 619 buddies.
Oh, my God. Please answer.
Oh, man.
What happens if he doesn't pick up?
In the era of not answering the phone.
Oh, my God.
Gerardo, dude, make the right call here, bro. Dude, bro.
Oh, my God.
Dude, bro.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thank God. Hi, is this Gerardo?
Oh. This is Gerardo. How are you doing?
Oh, you know who we are.
Don't act like you know, Gerardo. Don't act like you know. You don't know me.
Hey, we got your talk back. Heard you wanted some tickets for the Disneyland Resort.
I do.
We were just calling to let you know that you got them.
Oh, my God. Thank you, guys.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much, Baby Show.
You're welcome. You just got 4 2-day, one park per day Disneyland Resort tickets. And you know at the Disneyland Resort, it's the happiest place on earth, right? And now you get to be there.
Yes, it is.
Congratulations.
Nice.
Thank you guys so much.
You're very welcome. Hang on. Everyone else, we're doing this again next week. Breaking news. The JV Show, more Disney tickets Monday.
Wait, we're doing it again all next week.
All next week.
Same time?
7:30 at 8:20. Be here for your chance to win.
It's huge.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health, Access to Excellence.
All right, just a couple things really quick. At this point, Justin Bieber is trolling us, right? Because everyone is talking about him supposedly being on drugs. His team denied any drug use. And then so he did that quick little rap about being high. Remember, we played that audio earlier this week. And yesterday he posted a video just smoking a blunt. And he's like blowing the smoke out into the camera.
He's high as a magpie.
At this point, he's trolling the drug rumors, right?
Yes.
That's what I think, too. If you want to go see that video, JV Morning Show, make sure you're following us on Instagram. The other quick thing I want to talk about is Shrek 5. A lot of people are really excited about this. Zendaya.
We're already up to Shrek 5?
Yes.
Have you seen any of
them? How long have I been asleep? Wow.
A few years, I guess.
I guess I've seen 1, 2, and 3. What happened in Shrek 4?
We're up to 5, yeah.
What? Can you tell me what happened in 4?
I could not.
I don't remember.
Just announced, though, Zendaya joining the cast. She's going to play one of Shrek's kids.
Okay.
And then all the original cast there, Mike Myers, Eddie Murphy.
Yep. Everyone's coming back. And it's not going to be out until the end of next year, though. So we do have to wait a while. By the way, you were telling me people think that the characters look a little weird this time.
The animations are different, you guys. And I agree with the people that are saying this. We, by the way, put up a poll on our Instagram, JV Morning Show. Go check it out. And you can see a before and after as well. The animations are different. Their facial expressions seem different. The color.
Let me look.
It looks the same to me. I would have never noticed anything was even off if Jess didn't tell me.
Vision's a little blurry because I just chugged a whole glass of sake, but it does look. I don't know. Shrek looks the same to me.
I would never have noticed.
I need to see it in motion. I need to see it animated.
It looks different.
I don't know, but I guess like when you go back to Shrek 1, how long ago was that? Like 20 years ago?
Yes. Yeah.
So the animation technology's changed quite a bit since then. So maybe it's just like gotten.
I think
maybe
so.
It's just going to be like a much better version. Shrek 5? What happened to Shrek 4?
Morning Show if you want to check that out. Graham, you want to throw something in here?
Yeah, really quick. In the new era of egg surcharges being added to the price of meals at restaurants, McDonald's just said, hold my chicken because they are not going to be participating in that action. McDonald's says they are not going to be raising the price of any of their meals and breakfast meals that feature eggs. Even though there's a nationwide shortage and prices we know have gone soaring, they say, unlike others making news recently, you definitely won't see McDonald's in the United States issuing surcharges on eggs, which are 100% cage-free and sourced in the United States. That's a pretty bold claim. Wait till eggs hit $20 a carton. Let's see what they think about that, because now we're over 9 and prices are supposed to go up over 41% this year. So we'll see if they stick to that, but they've made that proclamation. This is, of course, in front of the, I believe, 50th anniversary of the Egg McMuffin. And so this Sunday, if you are using the McDonald's app, you can get a $1 Egg McMuffin or Sausage McMuffin with egg. So look at everybody else is raising prices on eggs. McDonald's said, nope, hold my chicken. We're going lower. So Sunday, $1.
Nice.
Egg McMuffins. Woo-hoo. Again, you have to have the app to get that deal.
Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.